Happy Valentine's Day.
How are you too?
Hey, so how's it going living over at Ross's?
It's good, except he makes us watch the Discovery Channel all day long. Did you know that something really boring happened to someone really ugly in the Middle Ages? Oh, thank you. I'll see you guys later.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
There's one lucky to-go cup of coffee.
Honey, I wish you would get over her. I hate seeing you like this. Is there anything I can do for you? You want to look down my top?
Thanks. But maybe later.
Oh, Gunther, can I get a scone?
Do you want anything?
I don't know what I want. I want a lot of things. I want to be with the woman I love on Valentine's Day. And I want her to love me back. And I want just one moment of relief from the gut-wrenching pain of knowing that that's never going to happen.
We have red bagels.
Okay.
Living together so far?
It's been good.
Yeah, except Ross is more uptight about crumbs than you are.
There was a drumstick in the cup.
And I am not uptight about crumbs. It's just that, you know, crumbs attract mice, and mice leave droppings. And that's how the plague started. Want to relive that again? Mice didn't start the plague. Rats did. Rattus norvegicus, to be exact. Oh, good God, Ross. Nick at night, once in a while. All right, I'm going. Bye.
Oh, Phoebe, will you wait here? I want to get your opinion on something.
Yes.
So, Ross, how does Mona feel about you two living together?
Oh, I'm actually on my way to tell her right now. Yeah, she's been away all week visiting her parents, but she'll be cool. I mean, she's been so supportive. She even got the baby a tiny T-shirt that says, "Fossils are my friends."
Oh, come on, Mona, don't kiss ass.
So, I'm going to take off.
All right. Oh, shoot! Rachel wanted to see this tape.
What is it?
It's a video of my friend giving birth. Could you just bring it back to your apartment?
All right. Candy and Cookie?
Yeah, Candy's the mother, Cookie's the daughter. The father's name is also Cookie. Why am I friends with these people?
Phoebe, come here. I want to show you something in the bathroom.
Oh, Monica, grow up.
Hey, what do you got behind your back?
Nothing. Just something I want to get Phoebe's opinion on for Valentine's Day.
You don't want my opinion?
Not really.
I'm your older brother. Ask me.
Oh, okay, big brother. Which one of these do you think would make your little sister look hotter so your best friend would want to do her?
The red one.
Hey. Look, I know you've been really depressed lately, so I brought someone over to cheer you up. Right outside the store is a real live furry playmate.
Oh, no, I'm not sleeping with your friend Jane again.
Hey, a dog! Hey, who you got to admit looks a lot like Jane.
This is the happiest dog in the world. I borrowed him from my friend Wendy. So you can keep him till he cheers you up, and he will cheer you up. I borrowed him myself from time to time when I get really depressed thinking about, you know, world hunger or poverty. Yeah. Not to trivialize your pain.
Thanks so much, Pete. We are going to have so much fun. Yes, we are. Oh, not that kind of fun.
Happy Valentine's!
Hey!
I'll be right out. I'm slipping into something a little less comfortable and a little more slutty.
Candy and cookie? Candy and cookie? Monica got me porn? Girl on girl porn? She really must love me.
Yeah, just relax.
I love you, St. Valentine. Whoa, whoa, that's not pretty.
Now push.
Worst porn ever. Worst porn ever.
Oh, I can't stop.
I am trying.
Get the ball, honey. Get the ball. Get the ball.
Well, you're cute, but you're not too smart.
Yeah. Did I just throw this?
I accidentally packed these with my stuff. Who is this?
Oh, that's Phoebe's friend's dog. Yeah, I don't know what his real name is, but I call him Mozzarella.
Oh, you are so cute. I wish I could play with you more, but I've got to go to work. I hope I stop talking like this before my marketing meeting. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Bye-bye, Joey. Oh, dear, I can't stop it.
Come here.
Hey.
That's Rachel. She's the one who used to live here. Might as well be honest with you. We love her. But we can't have her. No. I really miss her. Well, hey, you understand, right? You're a guy. Well, you used to be.
So what do you think? I've still got it.
Why did you get me this?
What is it?
Bitch yelling, bleeding, dilating. Oh, the dilating.
Is this the video of the baby being born? See, this is Phoebe as well. Why were you even watching it?
I thought maybe you got me porn for Valentine's.
Chandler, if you thought I was going to get you porn for Valentine's Day, you were right. Apparently, it's about a young girl who moves to the big city, you know, in search of stardom, but ends up having sex with a lot of guys. Yeah, I got 4 stars. Oh, wait a minute. Those aren't stars. Yeah, you want to take a look?
Well, I'm not really in a sexy mood right now.
Hey, what's going on?
Well, remember the first time you saw Jaws? How long it took to go back in the water?
And we can't let this tape wreck Valentine's Day. I mean, you gotta get past it. Just get back on the horse. Otherwise, the horse is gonna go into the bedroom and change into her sweatpants.
Okay, you don't know. You didn't see it.
Childbirth, it's a natural thing. It's beautiful.
Oh, beautiful? Really? Oh, really? You think this is beautiful?
Ow! Oh, my God! No wonder my mother hates me!
See, honey, there's...
Don't touch me! Hi.
Hey.
Hi. Hey.
So, how was Atlantic City?
Good.
Yeah?
I brought you back a present.
What? Oh, come on. You didn't have to. Salt water, Kathy? Thanks. Oh. You know, it's interesting. Most people think this is made with seawater, but it's actually made with salted fresh water. That's not interesting.
I think that's interesting.
I do too. I missed you.
Oh, me too. So, how was your week?
Oh, it was good. Actually, the baby started kicking.
How exciting.
Yeah, no, oh, it was amazing. The only sad thing is I wasn't around when it happened for the first time.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no, I was missing out on all this other stuff, too. So, Joey suggested Rachel move in with me.
Yeah, right.
What?
Joey cracks me up. It's like, yeah, why don't you have your ex-wife move in with you? That wouldn't be awkward at all. Hey, could you imagine? I go away for a few days, I come back, and my boyfriend is living with some woman he got pregnant. So what'd you tell him? How could you not tell Mona that Rachel is living with you?
I don't know. She seemed to think it was such a crazy idea. Plus she got me taffy.
Taffy, really? I've never had any.
Ever?
Well, I think my mother was too busy planning her suicide to provide saltwater treats. Thank you. So what, are you just never going to tell her?
Oh, no, I will. I just want to butter her up first, you know? I'm going to take her to an amazing Valentine's dinner, do all this romantic stuff, and then, just when she thinks I'm the best boyfriend in the world, then I'm going to tell her that my pregnant ex-girlfriend is living with me.
I haven't said it before. She's a lucky, lucky lady. So, where are you going? What the mother of crap is up with this stuff? Oh, God, it is a gum? Is it food? What's the deal? Oh, it's nice. May I try a pink one?
So, I just have to plan the perfect night.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, what's the best date you ever had?
Last year, Greg Heyman took me to a very nice sushi dinner. And then we took a romantic walk to a nearby research lab where we trashed the place and freed 20 monkeys.
I knew it. I knew I wasn't crazy. Last year, a monkey did attack me at the bus stop.
So, between her and me being friends and her history with Ross, it just isn't going to happen. It'd be like you falling in love with a cat.
Hey, buddy. How's my favorite dog, huh? How's my favorite dog? You're subdued. Did you give him a beer?
No.
Can you excuse us? We need to talk for a moment.
Yeah, sure. Oh, me, right.
He's miserable. What happened to him?
Nothing. We just talked about stuff.
What stuff?
Rachel stuff.
Oh, Joey, you bummed him out. He's the happiest dog in the world, and he spends half a day with you, and look at him.
He's breathing.
Okay, well, he's watching us, so let's look happy, okay? Okay, I'm going to take him back to Wendy.
No, he's fine. Hey, look. Here's your ball. Get the ball. Get your ball. Get your ball. Get your ball. Of course. You don't want a tennis ball. Not when you can have a meatball. Come on. Get the meatball.
God, what have I done to you?
Huh? I broke the dog. Thinks I broke the dog.
Thanks. Well, I'm going to pick up Mona. What do you got going on tonight?
Oh, I got big Valentine's plans. I got my Chinese food on the way and the rest of your saltwater taffy.
You know, it's interesting. Most people think that's made with seawater, when in fact...
Ross, we actually watched the documentary together. Oh, my Chinese food. I got my cash.
Mona. What are you doing here? I'm supposed to pick you up.
Change of plans. I made you a special Valentine's dinner. Surprise!
Surprise!
Oh, hey, Mona. Hi, Rachel. What are you doing here?
I have no idea.
I'll be watching TV if anybody needs me. Seriously, what is she doing?
Lately she just likes hanging out here.
Why?
I think she's lonely.
Okay, but it's Valentine's Day. Can't we just ask her to go?
Well, no, she's way too emotional. And by emotional, I mean...
That's just my Chinese food. Oh, my gosh. Has food delivered here?
Mm-hmm. Yes, she's emotional, but ballsy.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get my sweats and eat this in bed.
And you thought she was going to be in our way. So, okay, why don't you open the champagne, and I will be right back. I've got a surprise for you.
You got another ex-wife back there?
Please start drinking.
Just going to grab this phone. Oh, Rachel, wait, hey, I hope you don't take this the wrong way, but what are you doing? Oh, sorry, do you need the phone? No. Listen, Ross is too nice to say anything, but this is his apartment, and we gotta have some boundaries. So why don't you just go back to your place and give us some privacy?
But, Mona, I live here.
Happy Valentine's Day! Or something to remember me by.
How long has it been this time?
90 seconds.
That's better. 90 seconds is a long time. I had to think about it. Except all I did was think about it.
I know, it haunts me. Up till now, the worst thing I ever saw was my father doing tequila shots off the naked houseboy. After this, I would gladly make that my screensaver.
Okay, well, we have to get past this. Why don't we just get rid of the tape and pretend it never existed?
I could do that.
Okay.
Okay, now all we gotta do is get rid of this chair.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, I know.
Come in. Hi. I'm so sorry to barge in on your Valentine, but I had to get away from all the yelling. Mona is dumping Ross. Oh, my God.
Oh, Ross. Oh, great. We have to watch him do yoga in his underwear, but for this, he closes the drapes.
Rach, you know that birthing tape that you wanted to see?
Mm-hmm.
It's here.
Oh, and we should warn you, before you watch it, don't watch it.
Why, you saw it? Is it scary?
Well, let's just say that it's ironic how footage of someone being born can make you want to kill yourself.
Honey, she may not have to watch it, but she's going to have to do it.
Well, now wait, I'm all freaked out. Come on, you guys will watch it with me?
No, but I will leave a sweater that smells like me right next to you.
Martha, come on, you want to have kids?
I do, but... the stork is going to bring mine.
Come on, seriously, you guys, you're not going to make me watch this alone.
She's right. Of course not. I think it's Steve.
This reminds me of a very specific part of the tape.
Sure, but you'll leave a drumstick under there and you're a bad roommate.
Okay. Here we go.
Okay. Oh, nice.
Oh! Oh, what is that baby torturing that woman?
Why have I seen this thing 3 times?
It's still beautiful.
Ah, it's horrible.
I know. I'm so sorry for you.
What do I do? I don't want to do this. How do I get out of here?
You guys, look.
What? Did her ass explode?
No, the baby's out. Look.
Oh, look at those little fingers and toes.
And look how happy the mom is now.
Oh, screw you guys. You don't have to do it.
Hey. What's up? Mona just dumped me.
Oh, man, I'm sorry. Why?
Well, with everything that's been going on lately, I haven't exactly been the perfect boyfriend. You know, I mean, I didn't tell her I got Rachel pregnant. Then I gave her a key to my apartment, and then I had the locks changed. Then I lied to her about Rachel moving in with me. In a way, I actually judge her for not breaking up with me sooner, you know.
Yeah, that really sucks, man. Especially on Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Wait a minute. What are you doing here? Joey Tribbiani without a date on Valentine's Day? What's going on, huh? Girl trouble?
Sort of.
Really?
You don't have to seem so happy about it.
Oh. Sorry. Well, look, maybe I can help.
Oh, right.
Hey, whatever it is, I am sure it has happened to me. You know, actually, once I got dumped during sex. Anyway, so what is it?
Forget about it. No big deal.
Hey, come on, Joey, what is it?
Nothing.
Hey, it's me. Why can't you tell me?
Okay. Sit down. There's this woman that I like a lot, but it can't happen.
She's not a Tribbiani. So is she someone from work?
Yes.
Well, does she like you?
Sometimes I think maybe she could. But it doesn't matter because I can't do anything about it.
Why not?
It's complicated. She's with this other guy for a long time. Someone from work, too. And I could never do that to the guy, you know, because we're really good friends.
Well, I thought you hated everyone at work.
No. I only say that so that Chandler won't feel threatened because I'm his only friend.
Excuse me.
Sorry, and I'm your only friend, too.
Okay, so this guy she used to go out with, is he still in love with her?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, is he a good guy?
Yeah, he's the best.
Then talk to him. He might be fine with it.
Oh, I don't know.
Hey, Joey, come on. It's worth finding out. I mean, if you really like her.
I do. So much. I can't stop thinking about her. I can't sleep.
Okay, Joey, you know what? You have to go for it. How often does this happen to you, huh? You owe it to yourself.
Here's your warm milk.
I'm gonna put the bourbon in it at home. You know? Yeah. Anyway, seriously, just talk to the guy, okay? And let me know how it goes.
It's Rachel.
You're going to have a baby, and you need to be prepared. And you're going to make yourself watch the whole thing. Just do it.
I came to the big city to become a star. I'll do anything to make that happen.
Anything?
Huh. Maybe it starts with how she gets pregnant.
which one of these guys becomes the father. No, can't get pregnant that way.